Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The State Board of Education is meeting today to consider action affecting underperforming schools. The Indianapolis Public Schools are threatening a lawsuit if recommendations by the state superintendent are approved. Some Catholic schools that were in danger of closing because of lack of students are finding new life thanks to Indiana's school voucher program. Under a law signed by Governor Mitch Daniels, more than 3,200 Indiana students are receiving vouchers to attend private schools, many of them Catholic schools. Hundreds of people have attended a rally to help support a Northern Kentucky mother and daughter injured when a stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair. Scott Berger says his sister, 34-year-old Shannon Walcott, and her daughter, 10-year-old Jade Walcott, remain in separate hospitals in Indianapolis. A $20 per person benefit for the two was held Saturday night. It featured live music and a silent auction that attracted at least 700 people. Indiana's businesses have paid nearly 45% more in employer taxes this year under a legislative effort to fix the state's bankrupt unemployment insurance fund. Hoosier companies have also faced federal penalties because Indiana still owes the feds about $1.8 billion. State and business officials downplayed the effect of the new taxes on Indiana's economy and say legislators had no choice but to act. Businesses pay taxes into an unemployment insurance trust fund that then pays unemployment benefits to jobless Hoosiers. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with highs near 83. Mostly clear tonight, the low 59, and a slight chance of morning showers on Wednesday. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.